Hi everyone, and welcome to another edition of Zoomed In. I am your host, Katie Duncan, and I am an intern here at the College of Education. I am joined today by the two student AFTOC ambassadors, Christiana Lapine and Talia Sampson. They were elected to be the ambassadors this year, and we're going to talk to them about AFTOC and their experience. But welcome both of you. Maybe if we want to start out, just introduce yourselves, your name, major, kind of what you do here in the College of Education. And I'll start with you, Christiana.
Okay, so my name is Christiana. I am an elementary ed with a ELL endorsement. On campus, I am an AFTOC ambassador. I'm also part of the WSU SWEA organization with the College of Ed. And I think that's it. That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Hi, I'm Talia Sampson. I'm also one of the student ambassadors here. I'm majoring in elementary ed, also with an endorsement in ELL. And apart from doing this position, I'm also a student mentor through the Multicultural Student Services. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Awesome. Thank you guys both for joining us today. Maybe my first question, and either one of you can answer, for those who don't know or who are unaware, what is AFTOC?
You want me to go?
Sure,
go for it.
AFTOC, well, it stands for the All of the Future Teachers of Color. And basically our whole mission is to just, you know, provide community and some resources in response to like the underrepresentation of minorities in the field of education. Anybody who wishes to become teachers, maybe work in admin or anything of that sort. And we just work on, you know, either doing workshops or holding the conference like we just did this month, and just pretty much striving towards like social justice and education and providing like networking opportunities for other people or the students who might want to get involved with the program. So yeah.
Awesome. How did you both get involved in AFTOC? Either how'd you hear about it? How'd you hear about the ambassador position? Maybe I'll start with you, Christiana.
Yeah, I got an email from my advisor saying that AFTOC was kind of like running again. I knew that it was a program and it kind of halted for a little bit, but I was really excited. And, you know, I read the application, I read, you know, the biography, and I was just like, oh, this is something I really want to do. And I did the application, I think, within like 24 hours. And I was saying, like, I was super nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna get a spot. Like, this is really like scary. But then I got the email and I was like, you've been confirmed. And I was really excited. And I was also really excited that like Talia also got it, because we had had a couple classes together. So it was really nice to have like a familiar face.
Yeah. For me, I had heard about it like before I was even a freshman here at the university. But I never, after like I heard about it, I never like went to go be a part of it, anything. And I never thought of, you know, becoming an ambassador. But just this past semester, I reached out to Dr. Tariq Akmal, and he said, yeah, they're getting ready to like boot this program back up. And I was like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, the applications are out and you can, you know, go apply for it. And I did, and I got it. And also, I was also happy that Sana was one of the ambassadors too. So I was like, yeah, it's somebody I know. So yeah.
So I'm glad there's such, you guys are so excited and there's such a community built around this program in the College of Ed. When we're talking about the program and getting students involved, what could they expect? What do students get the opportunity to do being a part of AFTOC? And what opportunities are you guys striving to bring them through this program?
You want to answer?
You may go.
Sure.
As of right now, since we are like in the process of like, you know, rebranding and like trying to build things up again, what we want, like in the future, what we want to see is, you know, other students who might want to be involved in some way. We could be like, you know, a mentor towards those younger students. They may be, you know, freshmen or sophomores who are just getting into the teacher prep program, or anyone really, and just being able to provide them with resources and educating them on certain things. I know with our workshops, like we wanted to focus on different topics each month. I think for our first one, we held it back in February, and it was kind of like an introduction meeting. But we also talked about, you know, Black History Month and, you know, teaching that and what does that look like, you know, in the classrooms. So yeah, in the future, like, we want like actual people to be involved, maybe some sort of like a club or like a cabinet or some sort. So it's not just like us two, like, doing a lot of like the heavy lifting. And I think with that, you know, having a group or like collective of people, like, wanting to strive for change and wanting to help out, I think it'll be so much more fun. Like, yeah.
Awesome. I know you guys mentioned that you just had your conference a couple weeks back. I would love to hear about that. What was your topic this year? How did it go virtually, or if you were in person? How was the conference this year?
Sure. I think it was really great. I've never, you know, held, like, co-hosted, I guess, a conference before, so I was very nervous. And I think, like, it went really well. Our theme was redefining our why, embracing our experiences. So it was a lot about personal connections we can make and how we can, and also listening to other people and their stories and just kind of seeing how we as teachers can improve on our, you know, like, our habits and like what we can change. And I think for like young, because we had a lot of secondary education teachers, like, a lot of it was based around like, why do we want to be teachers? Like, how can we I guess better ourselves and like better prepare ourselves? What can we do more of, I guess you could say? We had a guest speaker, we had Jane Elliott come, that was really cool. We got some feedback and it was really cool because people said, like, you know, they couldn't have come if it was in person. So we had, I think, like, around like 100 people come, and I was pretty nervous, and me and Talia were together during when we had the conference, but like being together like made it a lot easier. Like, but I think in general it was a really cool experience, and we had our other two professors as guest speakers, so that was really great.
Yeah. And to go off of that, like, I will admit, I was really inspired, like, by all of the people that came and like they shared their stories. And also with the redefining your why topic, we really wanted to focus on, you know, why do we want to be a teacher and, you know, why we do what we do, especially in these times that we're in, you know, when there's, you know, injustice happening around the world and, you know, all of these different things. These things are affecting our students in one way or another, even if they may not say anything or, you know, speak up to anybody. And so for us to, you know, not focus on these issues or like not bring them up, I feel like it's kind of ignorant in a way. And so, you know, holding this conference and being able to talk about these things was, yeah, really inspiring. So, yeah.
What was the student response like? You said you had over 100 people there. Did you get any feedback from the students? What did they think? Were they just as inspired as you? Or what was the vibe after the event?
I think the feedback was pretty good. We actually, before the conference was over, we sent out like a Google survey for people to fill out how they felt about the conference, any feedback. And the majority of the feedback was really good. Like, we were kind of surprised. Like, people really enjoyed it. And like, there were people that were posting on their Instagrams. And yeah, I think overall the feedback was really positive and they enjoyed the speakers that spoke, you know, all around, all three of them. So we had Dr. Jessica Masterson. We also had Dr. Amir Gilmore speak for our second half of the conference. But yeah.
Awesome. Moving forward, and now that you guys both kind of have this conference under your belt and a few of the workshops under your belt, what are your goals for AFPOC moving forward?
I think that it's like part of like our effort to rebrand is to get, you know, more of a message out there. And we, like, since it started again, we've gotten a lot of good feedback. And, you know, even some of my professors went to the conference and that was really cool seeing them. And I feel like it's, in general, like, showing how important it is, like, education in general, but like having, you know, like minorities in the field of education. I think like what we wanted to focus on, like, more like next semester, was talking about how we can best aid them in their journey and, you know, telling our experiences with the College of Ed, which have always been really good. And, you know, Flea and I talk about how, you know, helpful and supportive all of like the members of the department are. And I think, I guess I would say like the, I don't think we have like a main goal. I think there's like a bunch of little ones that kind of just all are based on building up the program and showing people how important it is and hopefully getting them inspired.
Awesome. For both of you, what has your favorite part of AFTOC been?
That's a good question. I would say we also have like a really good team around us that are super supportive. Like everything, you know, we say, they're really supportive. They give us advice. And I would also say like just the meaning behind the program means a lot to us. You know, we go to a predominantly white university, and I think that this is a space where, you know, we can relate to the fact that, you know, it is a tough field to be in general, but like to also be a person of color, like it's also, you know, that's another thing. So I think that, I think that just like raising awareness in general is really important to us, and just the meaning behind how it started is what, how like I have a personal connection with it. I guess you could say that.
Yeah, I think for me, so far my favorite part has been like the conference. Like that was one of the biggest things we've done so far this semester and like just this year in general. Just that, and you know, being able to educate people and, you know, pour out the things that we're passionate about, you know, within our field. And then also the fact that, you know, we have an awesome team behind us, you know, supporting us. And they're always like, yeah, like we'll show them something and they'll be like, yeah, that looks great. But yeah, it's, I love what I do, honestly. And I think it shows in both of us, you know, in what we do in our positions and, you know, how we go about doing things. So yeah.
That's amazing. Moving forward, what do you want the students to know, either College of Education students or just WSU students in general, but what do you think might be misconstrued or that they don't understand about AFTOC that you would like for the student body to know?
Like misconstrued about the program, like what people might assume?
Maybe. Because you guys are new on, like, coming back, so maybe I don't even know if there's any misconceptions out there, but what would people want to know, or what would you want students to know about this program?
I think a part of it might be, at least for me, one of my friends who's also in, like, the College of Ed, she mentioned, she was just like, oh, yeah, I'd love to join, like, are you guys in person, like, you know, next semester, and we're like, oh, we don't even know if this is, like, a club, like, you know, we're trying to start up, but I think I feel like I want the whole College of Ed to feel like they can come to us and they can, you know, be a part of our journey, not just, you know, future teachers of color. You know, it's a lot about, you know, raising awareness in general and, you know, supporting, you know, like not only like the students of the College of Ed, but our future students of color, and like how can we best support, you know, our future classroom. So I think it's like a mix. I don't think there's like one correct answer. It's a lot of things.
Yeah, honestly, what I was thinking was along the same lines as Sana. I don't know if it's still like a misconception or if people think about it, but I feel like you don't have to be necessarily a teacher of color to be a part of this program. You don't need to be, you know, any sort of way. I feel like people are often like when they see the word color in the name, they're like, oh, they may kind of shy away from it. But like in reality, like we want people to be able to feel like they can come to us and, you know, join us. Like we're seeking to, you know, eliminate racial biases and, you know, cultural illiteracy from the classrooms. And like whatever background you are, whatever ethnicity, like, you know, you can join us. Like you can you can be a part of our program. But yeah.
Amazing. My last question is, how can students or faculty or staff who want to get involved or connect with you guys in AFTOC get a hold of you? Or what are the steps to getting involved with you guys?
You want me to go?
Yeah, sure.
So right now, our most active social media sites right now are Instagram and also our Twitter accounts. Either you can follow us, I believe it's WSU AFTOC.
Yeah, for both. They're different. The one on Twitter is WSU underscore FTOC, and then Instagram is WSU underscore AFTOC. But it's like part of like the rebranding process as well, getting passwords and stuff. But the Instagram account is new. We never had that before. So we thought it was really cool. And you know, as of right now, we're not like having any conferences, so we don't post as much, but definitely during this semester, we announced the conference. We announced our the introduction of just me and Talia and like reminders. But in the future, we really hope to like expand upon resources and just post about, what's in the news and like how that affects us as future teachers.
Mm. And they can also contact us at either of our emails. It's just our first name dot last name. I don't know. Do we put that in the chat or say it out loud?
We can put it in the links below. We can make sure all of your contact, all the AFDOC stuff is in the description box below.
Okay. And they can also contact Dr. Amir Gilmore as well. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much for joining me today for this edition of Zoomed In. We are so excited to have both of you as ambassadors and representing the AFTOC program here at the College of Education. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.